December that are nice.
Mm-hmm. All right. We are recorded.
Yay!
Yes!
Yay!
Yes!
All right. So, welcome back. Previously on Dungeons & Dragons, as the DM voice cracks because he is, in fact, a teenager.
We're all teenagers today, apparently.
With knees of wet tissue paper.
What?
You all, after having killed Yurgo Gustav, stolen his diamonds, and then won yet more diamonds off of him in a game of chance.
Yeah, ma'am.
Went on a little miniature tour to deliver diamonds to churches and organizations in need.
All the good boys and girls.
That's right. One of which was the Flamewing Society, who, when you arrived, let you know that one of their members, Deirdre Flamewing, had been recently killed by none other than Lord Castron Icebelt. And Castron Icebelt had apparently destroyed the body because resurrection had not been possible. So, Miriam Flamewing asked if you all would be willing to go to Carthol with her, and while she resurrected Deirdre, if you all would just go there and take care of that little Castron Icebelt problem for her.
Mm-hmm. Super easy.
So we started last time with you all arriving in Carthol to a private teleportation room operated by the Flame Wings in the east side of town. Miriam went and resurrected Deirdre while you all made your way towards the inner city, noticing along the way sort of imperial occupation was a little more severe in the outer city than it was in the inner city.
Yes. Did Tony have a chance to learn that teleportation circle?
He did not say so at the time.
I just thought of it. That sucks.
He was a good little boy. He did not snoop. And so you all checked that back in at the Harper and Goblet, where you relaxed for about an hour. Miriam and Deirdre came back. Deirdre filled you in on Icebelt killing them, that it happened in a dining room, that the attacks seemed to be psychic. And that they were stunned and felt Icebelt written around in their brain. So,
tickles.
You all went to a magic shop, Curioser, Curioser, and Curioser, where you picked up some potions for the fight, and you all rested up. The next morning, you all had Deirdre and Miriam keep an eye on the cafe with the Sending Stone, while the rest of you, all in disguises, walked around the Manor District, particularly with Anari uglied down, but still unable to look anything but hot, looking less like Anari, more like a Glossier model.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
With really thick eyebrows. Statement eyebrows, one might say.
Francesca.
All right, so being alerted that Icebelt had arrived at the cafe, you all found the gate to his manor and the front door unlocked, which was unnerving.
Mm-hmm.
And inside, your psychic whispers were not able to work, and the sending stones weren't able to work. And so, exploring the inner kind of great hall of this manor, Taika opened herself up to her grim psychometry of the manor's history, finding herself in the spot before the manor existed and seeing the sort of grim history of, you know, the dwarven lords whipping the workers that were building this manor, exchanging cruelties for sport with a Rakshasa, and also catching a fragment of a vast, cruel, unknowable evil that was attracted here due to that history, which then summoned her into a black void somewhere where the stars had already been born, lived, and died, and where she saw Lord Icebelt in front of her. He basically, as Taika went to attack him in the vision, he destroyed her sword and destroyed her armor before saying, "We're only getting started." But thankfully, it was all in your head as you came back to, snap back to reality. The door locked behind you. Taika kind of alerted you all to what she had found. And then somewhere in the house, you heard the sound of machinery and gears turning and a high-pitched whine that prevented you all from concentrating. Fortunately, you've been warned by this from Deirdre, and you brought earplugs.
Yeah.
You were able to explore the manor, finding a grisly scene, and eventually being found by Lord Icebelt, who, having been alerted due to Taika's vision of you all being here,
I wondered.
Managed to make it back, along with two of his warlock buddies, Bill and Ted.
Mm. Did they have an excellent adventure?
They did not have an excellent adventure. They had a bogus journey.
A bogus journey.
Now, one of them's dead, the other one ran for his life, right?
Yeah. So in a long fight, that was one of the more difficult fights you all have encountered with Lord Icebelt, using a lot of tactics very similar to Inari, you know, psychic daggers and vines coming up out of the floor.
Copycat.
You all were able to survive, though Taika especially took a lot of damage.
Thank you for your healing.
Got you.
But Tony, in the end, was able to conjure his Bigby's paw and crush Lord Icebelt with it before Lord Icebelt can reveal its true form.
Yep, which is good. Which is very, very good.
One of the warlocks was killed. The other one managed to get away, not to be seen from again. So, it is the 4th of Rebirth, 783 AG, midweek, Carthel, the capital of Carthalia, Eastern Aristica. It's the 92nd session.
Oh, shit.
And so what I'm going to do here is you all are at Icebelt Manor. You've killed Lord Icebelt. And rather than go through this manor and explain a bunch of like dark and grody shit to you all that could be potentially triggering, we're just going to say that, yeah, you explore the manor. It's awful. It's filled with horrors that you don't want to describe. And so,
can we roll a check to see if there's any treasure and then just you let us
know? I'm just going to give you the treasure.
Oh, great. Well, since this is going to take time, I don't want to read anything off, but before we get started on that, I'm going to poke my head out the door and let Miriam know, hey, we're okay, we think he's dead, we're searching
As soon as you poke your head out the door, you hear Miriam on there. Come in.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
We saw he literally teleported away.
Yep, he sure fucking did, but I think he's dead. I don't want to guarantee it, but...
Okay. All right, so here's what you find. 9,000 gold pieces in various currencies and gems and the like. No diamonds, oddly. You also find his bank account information, where you find that he has the estate, especially in the last 2 years, the amount of money in their accounts have been dwindling considerably, with large transfers and withdrawals being happening at frequent intervals. So the estate only has about 763,000 gold pieces left.
Wow, that's so much money.
How much, sorry?
763,000 gold pieces left.
Thank you.
In their bank account.
And does that include, like, land? Or is
that doesn't include cash the land. Money. That's just how much how much worth of gold they have in the bank. And perhaps most importantly, or germane to you all, is you actually find a diary.
Dear diary.
As you take the time to flip through it, you see it's a lot of kind of mundane business, a lot of just thoughts about kind of mundane days. It starts about 3 years ago. It's a pretty big book, mostly full. But lots of housekeep information, information about the estate, information about, what he did, what he did every day. Every day starts with a waffle. A lot of pretty problematic thoughts about people that are against the Empire.
He's been on the Windhaven Empire side for 3 years.
Yeah.
Didn't they just...
They took over 2 years ago.
Interesting.
Interessante.
It is his belief that the Empire taking over would be a blessing, since the country was in a less than great period after the big war. But then, about 2 years ago, the entries suddenly shift into being written in Abyssal. I think... Did you take Comprehend Languages, Colleen?
I think so. Hold on.
Did anything particularly interesting happen in the last common entry, or was he just having a normal day and then got fucking possessed?
It actually says he had a meeting the next day with an interested investor.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Must be unrelated.
Invested in his soul.
All right, so you cast comprehend languages?
Yep.
All right, so Tony, the first entry reads, apparently this form has a compulsion to keep a record of its thoughts. Mm. Strange the idiosyncrasies that these rigid flesh sacks manage to acquire. I look forward into prying the root of this obsession out of Kazjin in our daily talks. After that, there is a lot of information about pro-imperial contacts he's been working with, names of people who are working with the Empire to squash the Resistance.
Oh my god.
Details of crimes committed by Imperial officials that could use his luggage against them, so...
Oh my god.
Miriam could really use this information.
Oh my god, this is amazing!
Yeah. Flipping through... More, Tony, you flip to the date of Inari's date with Lord Iso.
Ooh, yes, please.
And you find this.
Uh-oh. Oh, I have a lot.
Love letter to me.
Today was an incredible disappointment.
Wow. Is that what it actually says? Wow.
I met an attractive woman, Inari, a person of considerable wealth from...
A car.
She seems interested in me, but what interested me in her was the hint of abyssal influence I could detect coming from her. I tried to probe her while her hands touched over a past fork, but I found that her mind was quite resilient. Intrigued, I invited her to a date that evening. I took her to the quartz plate, and she wasn't put off by all of Kazdran's annoyingly boorish tendencies. So quarrelsome to suppress, so I grew suspicious. Everyone is put off by this boor of a man. He even admitted to me in one of our recent daily chats that he has never known the intimate touch of another person without having to pay for the privilege. So wanting to get to the bottom of this enigmatic person, I invited her to the gallery to see what her reaction would be to my most prized painting. For it reveals the character of those viewing its elegant beauty better than any truth potion. She continues to play along as I, or Castron rather, overly explain art theory to her, even convincingly...
Feigning, sorry.
Sometimes the script. Feigning a lack of concern as I took her into the warded room. I suspected her reaction to the painting was one of horror. I knew then that everything she told me that day had been a lie, though I was unsure why. So during her moment of stunned horror, I brushed against her shoulder and was able to take advantage of her momentary shock to probe her mind.
Chris!
To my surprise, I found that what appeared to be the former home of some ancient abyssal spirit, long since evicted, though memories of vengeance remain. Such freedom of potential in this one. The ability to manifest daggers and psychic vines fascinated me, so I took them as well.
Uh-oh.
The date ended shortly after that, not surprisingly. The painting has that effect on those with more, shall we say, delicate sensibilities.
Interesting.
My curiosity got the better of me, so I asked her about being possessed. She admitted to it, but didn't elaborate. I admit to growing weary of this form, and the thought of finally being able to dispose of Kazdran was making me excited. I had fully intended on returning home and finally killing him, then tracking down wherever this Inari, a pseudonym perhaps, is staying, assume her and head to Akkar, right?
Akkar.
A quiet few years of drinking wine and enjoying the beach didn't sound bad. But alas, it was not meant to be. I can see now that our date has been some sort of distraction set up by her to lure me away from the manor long enough for someone to come in and take Kazdran. The mystery of how he managed to get a message to someone on the outside is vexing to me. With him gone, I shall have to be careful until I can find a suitable replacement. Perhaps after the New Year events are concluded, I can make my way to Akkar after all.
New Year events?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's the social season.
Oh, okay. Because the New Year's already passed, right? Okay.
Yeah.
The entries for the last month detail various balls, galas, and parties that he attended. Though as the month goes on, the entries that were previously so regimented, detailed, and orderly start to become sporadic and short. In fact, there has not been an entry in the new year at all.
Oh, so he had to kind of re-up his... So it wasn't a genuine possession, it was like a mirroring or something. Mm. Interesting. Wow.
This is not the most important detail of this, but the fact that he got possessed by a demon and the demon was like, this dude's a fucking loser.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
This guy's a loser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's protect this journal.
Yeah, well, we gotta get it to Miriam. I mean, really, we just need to set somebody to copying it, right?
Mm-hmm. Pretty easy to do.
Yeah, so we just gotta... So that everything's in a language they can read, and this one being destroyed isn't the end of the world if something should happen to it. Huh.
Have fun.
Let's get the fuck out of this fucking nasty fucking place. We didn't find anybody alive. Okay, great. Let's do it.
All right, so you leave the manor. Do you do anything on your way out?
Should we burn the place down?
I mean, I kind of want to.
But then
we get the money that's in the vault?
We got the money.
Or do we know?
It's at the bank. It's at the bank.
Okay.
With her artificer stuff, could we set charges around the house to set it on fire?
Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
So let's do this. Let's set up...
I cast Fireball.
No. Wait. Listen for the whole plan, Shims. I kind of grab your shoulders as you get fucking crazy looking. Wait. Let's set everything up. You go to the bank as Castrin. Take out as much money as you fucking can so we can fund this fucking rebellion, because this guy's been funding and helping fucking Windhaven since the first fucking moment. And I'm sure Miriam could use the cash. And then once we have the money, we burn this motherfucker down.
Have I used my tattoo? Did I use it after midnight?
I think I'm the only one who used mine, right?
Or did we all use ours to get to you?
No, I think I used mine to get to you guys.
They used theirs to get to you, because you ran off.
Oh, so I'm the only one with one. Damn. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not helpful, because my deception is... Well, plus six, but it's not any 27. There's someone on this team who should be doing deceptions, and it's not me!
It's Tony.
Only 25.
I mean, Tony's also pretty good.
Oh,
but I don't know that you have to escape.
Tony can do it, but he doesn't also kind
of... I think my goal is to get us all away from it, and then that's what I'd like. Can we set this on fire remotely?
Yeah, I'd say yes.
Like, set a device, even if it's timed, give ourselves as much time as possible, go do the thing, and then the fire happens without us. Mm-hmm. Is there a back way out of this place?
To a backyard, but not a back exit. No.
Okay. Well, we were seen coming in. Is there any way we can not be seen going out?
You can always teleport.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Do you want to just get us out of here?
I can.
Cool.
Where do you want to go?
I mean, what can you do? Because I kind of want to stay in Carthel if we can. Well, we have to stay in Carthel. Do you have a 7th level spell available for the teleport?
No.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
But, what do I have?
Could we make ourselves invisible?
I can make myself invisible. Hopefully you guys can too.
I think you can upcast on the...
If somebody can help me, I will be invisible.
I can get...
I can also... do invisibility.
I've got a teleportation circle, 5th level.
But we don't have a teleportation circle here in Carthel.
That's correct.
Which is a problem. But I mean, if you can invisible me, because I'm the only one who can't. I have one purpose, it's not magic.
Do you have an extra 3rd level?
I do. I'm a bonk cube.
Bonked.
And we both turn invisible.
I be boinked.
I be me.
Gross.
All right.
All right, let's get out of here.
All right, so you all depart invisibly from the manor.
Stop. Mm-hmm.
No one seems the wiser. No one appears to be perched watching this place or anything.
Love it.
Oh, for the money, are we splitting it 4 ways?
The 9,000?
Yeah.
You guys don't mind.
How much?
$2,250 a piece.
Okay. Nice.
Thank you.
How much was, like, some of the biggest amounts they pulled out of the bank account and won from the documents.
You see transactions for over 100,000 gold pieces.
Okay.
Or would it be better to just talk to Miriam and see if there's somebody on there to... Well, no, if we're burning his house down, we can't pretend that he's still alive. Never mind. 2250, you said, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm rich.
Not really. Careful, don't scream that too loud.
Oh, yeah. We had our rent gets raised.
I'm poor.
I mean, how much do we want to risk pulling out of the bank? 100,000 seems like it's the biggest amount.
Mm-hmm.
Was it pulled out in cash? Does it let us
know? That was a transfer.
Transfer.
Did we see where it was transferred?
Unfortunately not. This is just this bank book, basically.
There's no details about what's needed, like what security there is.
Oh. There's not.
Ooh.
That's
Ooh.
What I'm worried about. That's why I wanted the...
Yeah. Does it give a location where he banks?
Yeah, it's like the big carpool bank.
Okay.
I don't...
Does...
Maybe just blow hard and be like, I want to speak to my banker. And just be an absolute shit stain, because this guy was an absolute shit stain.
I mean, I do have the actor.
What if dude's dead, and so the plan for, we're trying to get the money out before news goes out that he's dead, right? That's kind of the thought process.
I mean,
what if we
want the money before we burn down his house?
We don't know if he's actually dead, though.
We aren't 100% sure. Yeah, because he wasn't.
We just know the bad
it wasn't him. It wasn't a human that we killed.
That's
it was
true.
Something.
Well, and you all would survive.
Well, there's no reason to think that said thing
out.
Will come back as him.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess for the
money. Yeah, technically, Castron is alive.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
We don't know.
Well,
Soul hasn't. We don't know what she's done with
it. It was probably in an effort to blackmail this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who fucking knows?
Yeah, we don't know. But
yeah, we like, what's her alignment? What's she about? What's her vibe? I actually have no idea.
I mean,
why
we're never going to see her again.
Yeah, I think
so.
She's a fiendish devil.
Yeah, that doesn't really tell us anything.
I think we just have to go forward with the assumption that he will be back around. And we need to move quickly. Should we bring in Miriam and have her open a new account and him, in his shit-stained way, pretend like she's something to him and basically intimate that he wants to get her set up and then she just legitimately has access to all that money? But then that ties his face to hers and that's not okay.
Yeah.
Since he's still out there.
Yeah.
Hey, Miriam?
Yes?
Do you have a bank account in Carthol?
Weird question, but yes.
Beautiful. So she already has a bank account.
Do we know if it's, like, if transfers are traceable in this world?
Yeah. Do we know that?
I mean, the bank would have a record.
Yeah, I don't know that we want to... Because then if he comes back...
Aren't you a criminal? Can't you launder money?
Yeah.
Isn't that a thing you can do? Don't you know a guy?
You stole shit. Tabar's not about banks. You guys have been there. Does Tabar even have a bank?
No.
Everybody keeps their money.
Tabar
doesn't
have
white collar crime.
No. I mean, it hasn't banked so much as, yes, there's people that will take your money. They'll let, they'll let you make deposits.
They'll put their money in, your money in their basement, but that's it. Yeah, no, not even a little bit.
Miriam, do you know how to launder money?
It's just like a washing machine in my back room.
I mean, we could try for like 50,000. Better than nothing.
I think that whoever's going in should see what the vibe is.
Mm.
And if the vibe is, oh, of course, yes, well, if it's that, take him for everything.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a little suspicious, play it safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't have to go in with a hard number, I think, playing it by ear. Because if they're just kissing ass, why wouldn't they do whatever he wants?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and we don't know how things are traced. Yeah, I know. We don't know how things are traced, so we don't know if you do a transfer to Miriam's bank, if that's actually going to...
I feel like we shouldn't do that.
What about, and this is really stretching the bounds, of the luck you guys may or may not have with rolls. But what if Icebelt went in with a young dwarf who he was adopting because he can't produce his own children?
Because no one's left him.
Because no one will touch him without being paid to do so. I mean, we have clear proof that that's the kind of person he is.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes in with someone, he's like, this person is my heir. Mm-hmm. I have decided. Set them up with 30% of my money.
Mm.
And leave it, like, just say as little as possible. You're just staring at him. He's engaged with this cat.
I know.
On purpose.
Baby.
Oh. The baby. Oh, yeah, he's so precious.
Cutie. Cutie patootie.
Keep playing.
I want all this money.
I know.
I want all this money. I want as much as possible. Because this fucker's been giving money to Windhaven for years.
Yeah.
Well before the fucking invasion happened.
Yeah.
There's a very good chance that he's the linchpin for their invasion. I'm personally offended by this town that mends so that I have to get drunk. It pisses me off. I personally offended.
The idea that I was... that I had... which I don't know if we can pull this off, but, like, if we pretend that he's dead and come in as, like, I'm his next of kin, all his, in his will, all his money goes to me.
I think
but
that
I feel like that's too
have,
traceable.
No, he's gonna have a will. Mm. You know? Well, no, it's gonna be at the bank. Someone's going
true.
To have signed it. That's how wills work. And we already know that this guy's anally retentive, notating every single thing.
Can we find out who he's leaving? Like, is there some way that we can look at the will and then just impersonate whoever it's supposed to go to?
I mean, we didn't find anything in the house.
You
we went through all of his
documents.
Not
find the will in the house.
It's probably in the middle of Windhaven. Probably. I mean, honestly.
Well, then we come as a representative of Windhaven.
No. I don't know. You guys are the ones who have to go in, so...
Or maybe we go in as his attorney and say that, you know, unfortunately, he's passed.
I mean,
and
I feel like it's extremely unlikely that the bank doesn't know his attorney either. Because what if he does everything through proxy and doesn't show up himself?
Yeah, I guess it depends on, like, how big is this area and would they...
He's richer than God, so...
What if we throw a stink and say we want to take all our money out of the bank because we don't trust the banks
Ooh,
anymore?
There you go. There you go.
Ooh, like Mary Poppins.
Wait, so $763,000, that's... 63.
You imagine.
So that's 76,000 platinum?
Mm-hmm.
That's too much. Way too much!
Chris is not going to let that happen.
I mean, he let us try for sure.
That is... 3/4 of a ton.
Yeah. Of there's no way we're getting away with that much money without a fucking caravan.
A forklift.
Yeah. Right. Fantasy.
I just love how much Sam loves being there.
It's so sweet. His eyes are closed.
He's just cutie. Like, he's oh, you can hear him purring too.
Aww, no. Baby.
Cutie patootie. Everyone gets really quiet.
He's like, it's been a tough day. There was a kid here. I had to hide upstairs.
Oh, that's true.
Loves.
I couldn't play in my tunnel. Mm-hmm.
I really had to pee, but I held it.
Thankfully.
Yeah. Good boy. Unlike your departed sister, she would have taken that as an opportunity.
I can't go downstairs.
I guess I'll just pee here.
This seems like a place I should be.
Hey, now it smells like my pee. I guess I should poop here, too.
That's cats for you. I live in fear of the day that one of them does, in fact, do that, and then it's just a downhill slide from there. And then you're just fucked. You're locked in.
Locked in. Locked and loaded.
Okay.
I really appreciate that my cat that I used to have in high school, the only place that she would... pee or poop that she wasn't allowed was my bathtub, which is
that's
very
not
easy
too bad.
To clean.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay,
my cat's
weird
in the
spot to pick, but like, at least it's not like on my bed.
Yeah,
you need to keep a little bit of water at the bottom of the tub at all times. Otherwise, the moment it was drained, it'd be in there. Like,
time to poop. Time to poop. It worked, though. The water worked, because they're fascinated with water.
Like, oh, this porcelain feels good in my boom boom.
It was also right next to the litter box, so... Anyway. That one just got you. That one just got you good. Oh, this is some Friday energy. Just a little bit of light Friday energy.
All right, so... Do you all head back to where Miriam is at?
Yeah, we can plan with her. I guess we should ask her input instead of just making plans about her bank account. That might be smart.
All right, so she's back at the Harper and Goblet. Mm-hmm. So for Deudra. Deudra's resting, still feeling, even though it was a true resurrection, it doesn't give you any mechanical negatives. That it's,
oh, I didn't realize. Okay.
He's still, they're still pretty...
Sleepy.
Wiped. Yeah, makes sense.
Miriam approaches you all as you arrive, and you all get a table in the nice restaurant down here. Miriam says, so, it sounds like a success.
Yeah. Should we be at the table? Do we think that's private enough? Should we be in our rooms?
She looks around. It's pretty quiet. She's like, I'm not worried about it.
Okay. Okay. Am I worried about it in my paranoia?
Do you have Percipient up?
I don't.
Yeah, you're fine.
No, not good. Okay. So we just go over everything that we found and our tentative plans, list of possibilities for all this fucking money that we could have.
Mm-hmm.
That they could
she
have.
She says, do you mind if I take the diary? That would be of much use to me.
Oh, yeah, please. For sure.
Great.
Just don't read the part about me.
It's not
It'll
nice.
Make you jealous.
She says, what date is it? I'll make sure to avoid it. What date is the date?
The date.
She says, so what's this about a bank account? It's a weird question to ask somebody out of the blue.
Oh, yeah, he's got a shit ton of money. We're trying to figure out how to get it to you. His little chin.
Mm. He looks, from this angle, he looks like he has like a goatee.
Yeah, like a big
so
chin. Anyway.
This is the longest thing I've ever held him without holding him.
He's chill.
He's so chill.
He's not going anywhere.
he's like, I just feel so safe.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
After the kid was here today. I just need a big man to hold me and make me feel okay. So Mary says, yeah, what's this about a bank account?
Yeah, we want to figure out how to get the money to you.
Money?
He's got a shit ton of money.
How much?
Like 760.
No. Instead, I write it down on a piece of paper.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Slide it over like they do in movies.
She's like, ah, for a professional. She looks at it, nods. She said, that is a significant sum.
Yeah.
The less than I expected him to have.
Yeah, he started draining his bank account to support Windhaven about 2 years ago.
Hmm. She says, do you have those transactions as well?
They had transactions, just no information on where they went.
She says, I'll take them if you don't mind. We can use this to investigate.
Is this Miriam?
I was just about to ask the same thing.
Insight,
can
yeah.
we say that I've had a short rest?
Yeah, you
said
it for us.
Percipient. Advantage. Wait, is this insight?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I have any bazingas left.
24.
22.
23. Oh, I do have a bazinga left. Bazinga.
Mm-hmm.
So, she asks that you all, like, narrow your eyes. Tony's okay.
Too loud.
Tony's eye suddenly perks up. Yeah, it's Mary.
Okay, great.
She kind of gives you all a puzzled look, but after a moment kind of thinks about it and understands.
Paranoia.
She says, I can use this information to maybe track down to compare contacts mentioned in the journal with the specific dollar amounts and perhaps to, for the ones that don't have corresponding contacts, you know, it'll give me a start on figuring that out.
Great. But, I mean, any ideas on how to get you the money?
Hmm. She says, well, the bank is going to have some sort of password in place. You know, in a world where people can change their appearance at will, there's precautions in place, especially for these rich hoity-toity banks.
I feel like it might not be worth it unless we have a... Oh, sorry, keep talking. I thought you were...
That's it.
Okay. I feel like it might be more trouble than it's worth.
I mean, we're not really hurting for money, are we?
I'm not worried about us. I want to get it to the resistance.
Yeah. But, I mean, maybe we're not the ones to... Like, once we give this to Miriam, maybe she's got people that could do it.
She says, we'll look into it. This isn't something you need to worry about.
Okay.
Unless you're hoping to have some of it for yourself.
I mean, I wouldn't mind, but like I said, we're not hurting for money in any way. And my goal was to get you guys the money.
Yeah.
Is there a percentage you and your team would like if we're able to recover some of this money?
Three %
each.
So that's 12 total. I don't know.
2% each?
Yeah, 2% each.
So about just 10%. Nice, easy math.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll let you know if we are able to recover it.
Cool.
She says, the rest of it, though, we will gratefully take as what we can get our hands on for the resistance effort.
Cool.
She says, these past couple days, you've done a lot of great things for us here at the Flame Wings. We're very appreciative of that. Deirdre owes you their life. This information is going to help us a lot. You'll make a lot of headway in the resistance fight. And we've got a long road ahead of us, but this is definitely going to help us move our way down at some.
Oh, do you have the symbol? The Marik symbol?
Sure.
Have you ever seen this?
She's a sleeper agent.
Uh-huh.
Tentacle shootout. No?
Okay. Keep an eye out. There's something evil coming. And we don't know near enough about it.
I like to think that then Tony farted really loud. And he's like, something else.
Tony! God! What?
So what do you eat? Your diet must be a trick.
Just pineapple.
Just pineapple.
Oh, shit, I forgot. I was at Whole Foods recently getting deodorant and cookies when it came out. Mm-hmm. They actually have the fermented pineapple beverage there.
Gross. Can I tell you guys something about pineapple?
Yeah.
One of my coworkers has an upside-down pineapple on his arm.
He's a swinger.
It's the weirdest fucking thing to just have openly at work when you wear short sleeves. And so I saw it, and I was like... So I shared with John. I was like, John, dude, I don't know if this is what it is.
It's 100% what it is.
Yeah, but you don't want to fully assume.
What else would it be?
But so the problem is, so there's a problem, okay? There's a big problem with this because I told John about it. And then John drew Jason in the Secret Santa. And so John got Jason a pineapple without the understanding that apparently the thing is, if you gift someone a pineapple, you're inviting them to swing with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So John is, I mean, sure, it's not going to come anything, but nonetheless.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Well, I mean, he can always, like, pretend to not understand.
You either created the most awkward moment of, that's
oh
ever happened.
Oh my God, it wasn't my fault. John made his choice. I never would have. This is sick.
They're going to come in the next day, just not, like, making eye contact.
Oh my God, it's. One of the weirdest things that I've ever been party to in a work environment. It's a pineapple.
That's hilarious.
Anyway. Sorry. That had to be shared.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I forget where were we? Gosh.
We're kind of winding down.
Yeah,
that's
so she was thanking you.
We were talking about Tony's farts.
Tony's farts, right.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And she asked what your diet was. That's
uh-huh.
right.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Swinging back into things.
Shut up.
Not intentional.
No.
But hilarious, nonetheless.
Oh, God.
All right, so you all finish your meal. And Miriam says, well, if anything else comes up, we'll be sure to let you know. But of course, we thank you greatly, and If we're able to get some of that money out of the bank account. Anything else we should know about the house? Or?
Oh, it's not going to be there pretty soon.
Yeah, I pull out a pocket watch that I've never had before, and I'm like, well, in about 5 minutes, nobody's going to have to worry about that house.
I like to think that Shem's crafted the pocket watch as part of it.
So the pocket watch that Shem's gave me, because I'm the one super excited about it. Yeah, don't worry about the house. Right. It's also this big, apparently.
Yeah. It also like, self-destructs.
I was just going to say, it also goes in a little bitty explosion.
I missed that part, so it's in my pocket, and I go, oh! Shims, fuck you!
That's how you know it exploded, because the watch did.
Yeah.
And then shortly after, you hear the sounds of, like, bells ringing and, like, water brigades.
I like to think that for a second it was just like the earth shook a little bit and it was like, oh, mini earthquake.
Yeah.
No, I feel like we were in the house and Shims is doing her thing, and unlike what Taika normally does, is just like, are you sure this is enough? Are you sure this is enough? Taika wants this thing to go up like a Roman fucking candle. I want there to be zero ability for anyone to stop this blaze.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a little earthquake.
I got you.
Just a fucking crater
this
in the ground.
This is what I was put on this planet.
Love it.
All right. So, so you don't have a room here tonight. You booked for just the last night. Are you guys going to head back to your camp or?
Yeah.
Miriam and Deirdre wish you all a goodbye. Deirdre especially gives you all their warmest thanks for being alive. They tell you that they won't forget it, and if you ever need a sorcerer for something, to let them know.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
All right. And Tony, you cast teleportation circle.
Mm-hmm.
And you all find yourself back into Camp Chaos.
Yeah.
And I will just remind everyone of the... now that you're back in Camp Chaos, of the camp expansion rules. Don't forget those. It sends those a signal.
Yeah.
I'm cool with anything.
I really like that. What was it? The sacristy?
The sanctum?
I don't know.
Sacrificii Serviciae? What?
Something.
Cavassier?
No, it was the sanctum.
That one won't matter until you get to level 17.
No.
Alright, so just a reminder, since it's been only a day in game and many, many weeks in real life, the next thing that you all were wanting to tackle pretty urgently was following the path of the Marique, the now newly discovered Marique champion thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we got to go back to the Jungle of No Return for that, right?
You get followed into it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, let's do it.
Yeah.
Do we want a long rest first?
Yeah. It is probably a good idea to maybe spend some time recovering from the physical and mental exhaustions of the day.
Go ahead.
Do we need to stock up on any potions? I feel like we only used a few.
Yeah, I mean, we just used that one that gave us that psychic protection or whatever. How long would it take for us to get some of these rooms built? Because I know it's 100 GP per square, but how long?
It wouldn't take long at all. Basically, you'd have Kimiko or one of Kimiko's apprentices come in and expand it for you.
Okay. Because I would really like to see us have the meditation chamber. If you meditate in this facility over a period of 7 days, you gain advantage on two kinds of saving throws for the next 7 days determined by randomly rolling. I think that is...
Sure.
I mean, I like that a lot.
Let's do it.
How many squares does that need to be then?
Let me look.
Do you want the pub so you can magically imbue your pineapple brew?
Let
Yeah, the meditation chamber was my top for where we are right now. And then the sanctum, would we be playing level 17 and fighting something big?
I'd say it'd just be four squares.
400 gold? Fuck yeah. I'll pay for that. Love it. I feel like this is pretty in line with what I do too. With the Ezatari. So I'll call Kamiko.
Boop, boop, be-doop.
This is Kamiko.
Yeah, this is Taika with the horn and claw.
Yes, I know who you are, Taika.
Great. I was wondering if you could help us expand our Camp Chaos.
I'm sorry, your what?
The little place you gave us.
She says, oh, you're a pocket dungeon.
Uh-huh, that's it.
She says, I suppose that it's possible, yes.
I would like a meditation chamber that gives me the following magical benefits.
she says, yes, that is not a problem at all. She says, I'm quite busy myself. Mm-hmm. She says, but I can send one of my apprentices to take care of this for you.
Awesome, that'd be great. Do you know about how long it would take?
Shouldn't take longer than a day.
Amazing.
If you want to come to Hokkaido, I can introduce you to a cane,
mm-hmm.
or a kane would be the. Probably the appropriate pronunciation of that. To Akane.
Okay.
A-K-A-N-E. And she will be able to help you with the door. With the expansion.
Cool. A-K-A-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and go do that right now.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Okay, so you head over to Hokkaido.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Collaborate with Kamiko. And after a little while, you see a just a very kind of lithe, young-looking halfling woman approach. She's wearing very... kind of modest looking robes, and her mouth is half full of like triangle rice.
I was like, okay.
She's munching on it. She walks over. She's like, hello, Kane. You must be the famous Taika Hornclaw.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Oh, she kind of extends a greasy, ricey hand.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Just wipe it on your shirt.
Oh, I guess she kind of takes notice of the first time.
I cast prestidigitation on her, and then I shake her hand.
I'll shake your hand, just, you know.
Sorry, I didn't realize it.
I'll shake her hand now that she's wiped her hand off.
Auspicious start.
I mean, if you hadn't sold it to me that way, I probably would have just been fine, but you specifically said greasy hand.
No, I'm just giving you the vibe of who this person is.
Yeah. Yep, okay. Mm-hmm.
She looks at you, Tony, and says, you must be Tony, the famous Tabaxi.
I am.
She says, it's an honor to meet you.
Well, why, thank you. It's an honor to be here.
All right, she says. So, let's take a look. What's going on with your establishment here?
Yeah, I just want to expand it to get a meditation chamber that may offer some benefits.
need to print off the layout so you can draw on it. But, okay, so where would you like to put it? We could put it off of the we could put it off of the forge, we could put it off of the bedroom, we could put it off of the kitchen. If we wanted to, we could put it in a hallway, but that would cost more money.
Oh, that makes sense. Well, I would also, I don't know about you guys, but I would also like to have individual bedrooms eventually as well. So what if we just put it off the, what's this over here on the right side?
Bathroom?
That's the top part is the bathroom, the bottom part's the kitchen.
So let's put it off the bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Does that work for you guys?
Works for me.
I'm good with that.
Would you like to put it off to the top left or bottom of the bedrooms?
Bottom. And that way the bedrooms can go up that side down the hallway.
Sure.
Okay, so basically just a little 2x2 room that sticks off of the bottom of the bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Sounds good.
I think we should also look at the reliquary. I did not pay attention. Oh, no, I don't care about that because I don't have the ability to use a holy symbol or druidic focus.
Oh, don't worry about those requirements.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're going to let me carry around a greater restoration charm? Me? Or it'd have to be one of them, right? Because I don't have magical.
Let me look at it.
Yeah. Greater restoration is not pennies, you know? Not something I'm looking at right now, I think.
Is bedroom like, it's just like our own little thing, right? It's not on here, right?
What's that?
If we were to add bedrooms.
Oh, yeah. Like anything that's decorative isn't on this list.
Okay, cool.
But we still need to pay the
mine's
cost for it.
Mine's just decorative. It has its uses. Sounds good.
Yeah, would a bedroom just be a 2x2 square?
It could be as big or small as you want it to be.
Okay. Because 2x2, that's only 10-foot square room.
Mm-hmm.
That's so small, right?
I mean, this room's probably 10x12.
Fair enough.
Not for a bed, a couch.
Hmm?
Not for a bed, not like a chair or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or
no.
A desk. Or...
Fair enough.
Don't have to say
everything's that. Better when it's bigger.
To a certain extent.
I already took the money out of my thing for this.
I think I want a laboratory.
Yeah, the laboratory looked pretty good, too. It lets you create poisons.
Ooh.
I've been wanting to mess around with poisons just for vibes, but...
Well, I also think it's a really great place to keep your bits.
I was imagining that Chimps had, like, a whole shelf constructed in her, like near the forge.
Mm-hmm.
Functionally, though,
the
laboratory doesn't actually do anything for us because you have to have the hirelings to do this stuff.
Yeah, don't worry about the special functions on these. Those are...
But that's all the laboratory has, is special functions. You can't do anything yourself. You can just order craft and get alchemist supplies and poisons, which you do anyway, right, Shems? You don't have to worry about alchemical supplies.
I mean, it basically...
I just kind of collect shit as I find it.
It would basically just be for flavor. For Shims to have their alchemical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the library.
Where do you find
the
details about all of this stuff? Like, what website are you on?
There's a link in the chat.
Oh, how the fuck did I miss it?
And then the library, we have the tower in Averna. And you told us that gives us advantage on any lore check, right? If we spent time there researching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we don't really need that either.
Ah, I see. Yeah, I kind of misunderstood how these work.
Mm.
So each player has their own bastion.
Which is weird. I thought that was really
And if you
weird.
Combine them, then basically each player has their own rooms in the bastion.
Hmm.
Huh. This is a group.
Yeah.
Group of...
I mean, these squares you gave us are more than enough for each of us to have our own living quarters.
Oh, of course.
By a lot.
And it actually expands infinitely in any direction, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say for Reliquary, yeah, for that one you would need one of those prerequisites in order to be able to cast Greater Restoration.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Round two.
But Sanctum doesn't... Oh, wait, does it? I didn't check, because by the time I got to Sanctum, you told me don't worry about it.
Oh, it does also have that same prerequisite.
Damn. Well, that's what you get for not having...
I'll take a level of Cleric, don't worry.
Yeah, multi-classing all the way, huh?
So I'm willing to maybe change it. Like, if it's something that you really want, let me know. We can homebrew up something.
Well, Sanctum's level 17, too, so I don't think we're even going to... Probably not even going to get there. You could also... What level are we? 13?
15, right?
No, we're not 15, right? I don't know anymore. No, we're 14.
What's the difference?
When's our next... So our next ability improvement is 16?
Yeah.
Okay. So one of us could take Magic Initiate with, like, the Druidic Circle or the Cleric, and that would give us the ability to have a spellcasting focus, right?
Yeah.
Or is the prerequisite...
But that'd be the only person to be able to use it, is the thing.
Well, yeah, we wouldn't... No matter what, that's going to be the case, because we can't all get it.
Yeah. That's what I misunderstood earlier.
Ah, I see.
I was like, sure, y'all would get it. Okay. Seems OP, but okay.
It was OP.
All right, so Akami comes in, and she's like, oh, I like what you've done with the place. It looks nice.
Thanks.
Cozy.
Thanks.
Smells good, too.
Ew.
Thank you.
If you say.
It smells like pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like your pineapples upside down or right side up?
For my pineapples, I go both ways.
Oh, alright. That's good to know.
Upside down in the cake sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And you know what else is interesting? The magic initiate feat does not say that you have to have the ability to cast spells to start with, which is nice.
It's for anybody. So Kamine walks into your old bedroom and says, just kind of points at the,
Wait, is it A-K-M or N?
M.
M.
A-K-M. A-K-A-M-E. Also known as me.
Huh?
A-K-A, also known as
me. Sure.
All right, so, Akami begins casting, and slowly, like, you see just a little door handle sprout from the wall. And a door just slowly start to kind of spread out from around it. And then as Kami opens the door, you see just purple void beyond it. And they begin pushing just floor out from under, you know. All this looks exhausting, like sweat pouring down as they create this meditation chamber in here for you. You know, building in, like, some soft pillows on the floor and some draping curtains and things.
Nice.
And so it takes a few hours for that to all happen at the end of it.
Bring what's it? Like, water and refreshments.
Mm. They actually asked for some of that pineapple juice.
Mm.
I'll let Tony do that.
Good choice.
And drinking the pineapple juice seems to fill up with vigor.
Yeah.
Or vinegar. I'm not sure which. It's been sitting for a while.
All right, well, all
Do
right,
you need
well,
to take a rest?
No, I'm done. Meditation chamber complete.
Thank you.
She pulls out a svelte-looking sending stone and...
A svelte-looking sending stone?
Yeah.
It's sexy?
Svelte
skinny?
Thin. Thin, yeah. It's thinner than yours.
Oh, well, it's also... Svelte, as a word, is much more adjacent to hot than anything else.
Well,
is it?
It's often used to describe sexy people. Svelte.
I've only ever heard it used to describe like inanimate objects like salt ship.
Huh. I've never heard it used to describe an inanimate object. Only people.
Interesting.
Yeah. I suppose she brought that out so that we could...
Yes.
Okay.
She says, Akame says... Akame Kimiko says that if you need any more additions, to call me directly.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do we owe you anything?
Oh, yes. 400 gold pieces.
Oh, I already paid her that. I took that out of my money already.
Yeah.
Nothing on top of that?
Okay.
That's the price. I mean, if you're satisfied with your service today, I do accept gratuities, but those aren't necessarily required.
My gratuities aren't normally monetary.
I will give her a 20% tip. Is that 80 bucks?
Yeah. She just says, is your pineapple right side up or upside down?
Her pineapple's any way you want it to be.
Depends on the mood. Mm-hmm. Depends on the day.
Oh, would you like some of my pineapple wine?
Of course.
That'll pile that up.
Take some bottles of your pineapple stuff. Looks at you and Ari and says, well, if you, maybe another time. And she whistles and she heads out back into Hokkaido.
Perfect.
Hey, first customer, kind of. Well, wasn't
yeah.
paying, but, you know.
Technically.
Yeah. I mean, we gave them... yeah, they did something for us.
First,
and I helped pay for it with my wine.
Yeah, first non-one of us drinking and enjoying here.
It was bartering.
Mm. Yeah. You drink that stuff?
Yes, I drink that stuff. It's delicious.
That's also why Tony's been blind for three sessions.
And tootin'.
Only in one eye.
I feel like Taika tried the pineapple wine once and then never again.
Okay.
Never again.
It's like acquired taste.
Yeah.
It tastes sharp.
Yeah. I imagine that it tasted excessively, overwhelmingly, desperately sweet. Because pineapple is such an easily syrupy fruit.
Yeah, but it's fermented, so the yeast broke down the sugars into alcohol and carbon dioxide.
Yuck. Okay.
Alright, so. Alright, and that done, you'll take a rest.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys don't mind, before we go on this next thing, I'd like to meditate for 7 days.
Me too.
Now,
seven
when it comes
days?
To, that's what you have to do to get the benefit.
Oh.
Now, is that like you meditate for an hour, or like you sleep in there for however many hours is 7 days, and just, surely you just have to meditate once per day, right?
No, you just have to meditate for 7 straight.
That's what I thought
you
were you
can
saying.
Meditate in this facility over
if you leave the bastion at any time, you gain no benefit.
Which is fine. I just, do I have to be sitting and not moving in the meditation chamber for 7 days straight?
Because
that seems excessive.
And this all kind of seems excessive. Sitting a whole week doing this?
Yeah, it's up to you.
How about this? Let's just say however many days you meditate in there for, that's how long the bonus lasts.
Mm, okay.
Because, yeah, I don't... Plot-wise, I'm like, y'all are leaving for...
We're running out of time.
In, like, next month, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're spending 7 days here and 7 days there...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, it'll probably take us... Yeah. I guess it's just not worth it. Having advantage on saving throws, though, I was really excited about.
I mean, you could do it.
You could spend a day or two in there.
Yeah.
Do we have a way of getting close to the jungle of no return?
Teleport.
Seventh level spell. I hate that it's such a high level spell. Mm. It is because it's so powerful.
I mean, we could go later in the day, do my... tiny hut, stay in that overnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I've got a seventh level spell when we wake up.
Yeah. I hate you not, you going into a fight or a dangerous situation without your highest level spell slot.
Yeah.
I feel like that's very dangerous. Okay. Smart. Yeah, if you guys don't mind, let's spend 2 days. It'll probably be a waste, but it might be helpful.
And y'all also did just go through a pretty traumatic fight, so.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, a lot.
And all the details we just get past exploring the manor, yeah, it's probably a
cool down period.
Yeah. And so are we saying that you're gonna take off kind of in the evening of the 6th? If today's the 4th?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Okay.
So I'd really technically only have a day and a half.
We'll call it 2 days.
Average up. Okay.
I'm not gonna be a dick about it.
Excuse me.
So.
Is anyone else gonna take advantage?
Yeah, what do y'all do with your 2 days of downtime while Taika is oming it up?
Debating if I want to do that or if I want Nori to go have some fun.
Would you blow off some steam in this situation, having just been through all that?
Probably.
Yeah.
Time to disassociate.
Are you going to have fun in Bronzeport or are you going to have fun in Hokkaido?
Probably Hokkaido. There's some awkwardness in Bronzeport.
Can I go ahead and roll my saving throw things?
Of course.
3 con and dex. Meh, I was hoping for my mental stats, but it's still fine.
Dex is a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Tony?
I think I want to start, selling the pineapple one. Mm. So, in disguise, of course, in Bronzeport, because nobody wants to see me in Bronzeport. But
You could just sell it in Hokkaido.
I could.
That pineapple's also going to be a lot more of a delicacy up there, because it's winter right
Fair.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Or spring.
So yeah. I'll put on, I'll get, a little, two-wheeled cart and start.
He gave us access to Cozy Core, and we're fully in fucking Cozy Core.
And I'll just start trying to peddle my wares.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing kind of old-timey snake oil dealer, step on up?
No, I think it'd be more I'm trying to think. I'm thinking of the peddler in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, obviously not Persian. just being like
more Persian.
I know, right? a small batch pineapple wine. Get your small batch pineapple wine right here.
Now here's the question: you're bottling it up. Are you going to put your face on the bottle? Are you going to bank on your fame to sell more of these for higher money?
No, because I feel like that dilutes the brand. I want it to speak for itself.
We are readily in Colleen's area of deep expertise.
Okay, Romy, I'll let you roll a performance or persuasion check. Your choice.
Performance.
Oh, I inspire you before you leave.
Nice.
I give you a little pat on the butt and say, go kill him, or go get him, tiger.
Oh, it's performance or persuasion?
Yeah.
I'm going to do persuasion because it's higher.
Nice.
Mm. And is that D4? 8. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A D8? Yes.
Are you going to throw a guidance on there, Shims?
Sure.
Hell yeah. And a D4 as well.
Break money.
Break a 30.
18,
19, 20, 21. Plus does that include your persuasion?
Oh,
28. Yeah, almost a 30. Called that.
Yeah, you sell through your entire batch. You've got no more pineapple wine left because everyone has bought it.
Oh my god.
You get 120 gold pieces.
Nice. As soon as you leave with the barrel of all the product, I see you go down the street. I just stick my head out and watch in. And then I just start wafting the door.
How many gold pieces? 100 and...
120.
Set up a box fan.
Fantasy box fan.
Yep. It's all one door, right? We don't have one door to Hokkaido and one door to...
No, you have 2 doors.
Well, then you gotta
make I crack both of them in order to get a cross draft.
Yeah, you get a cross draft.
I like to think that I get back just in time for it to have aired out, and be like, man, sold like hotcakes. Pineapple upside down hotcakes. I gotta get a new batch going.
Oh, no.
I feel like you could use the laboratory just for, like,
exactly.
That'd be so good.
Hey, Akame.
You have, like, a whole...
If I wanted a laboratory with its own air circulation, how much would that cost me?
It's a great question.
We're gonna homebrew this shit. Because my fantasy distress... It's not stopping.
Ooh, I could start making pineapple rum.
16 squares.
So. You could distill it.
So $1,600 gold?
Mm-hmm.
I'll fucking pay that.
Yeah, Tony buys it. It's his brewery.
Hey, Tony, I talked to Akame, and she can get you a custom room just to focus on your pineapple wine business.
State of the art.
And your own distillery.
It only costs 1,600 gold.
Hmm. And I'm the only one that'll use it?
Well, I'm really the only one who's using the meditation chamber. I don't think it's weird for you to have your own room for your special interest. I mean, Shams is the only one who uses
I'm
the forge.
I'm willing to go half-seas if I can have... No, you know what? That's probably a food safety issue.
You absolutely cannot do your shit in her laboratory. You'll poison people. You'll poison people.
You didn't even finish your sentence.
Manufactured in the same room as pineapple wine that we're gonna sell.
Absolutely not. Even
that
the fumes
not
alone.
Up to code.
Not up to code.
Alright, so you pay for it?
Yeah.
Alright. So on day two, Akami comes in and it takes, you know, twice as long. Or three times. I mean, it takes almost the whole day because it's a much bigger room, but she crafts essentially a nice distillery room. Where are you going to put it? Question.
On the other side of the kitchen bathroom?
You can also put it, like, on the other side of Shims's workshop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, just straight out. And,
oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That be, like, the industrial hallway type situation.
The industrial wing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna have so much pineapple wine.
I can be like a shot girl for you if you ever need.
What's a shot girl?
Oh, she just carries shots around. And
oh, in a cute little outfit? Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Like,
cute's maybe not.
She puts them between her tatas and people take them from there. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'll just smell like
all the time.
I feel like that was
all that work we just did.
I know, right?
Get Tony's own room, and you're going to defeat it for yourself.
Oh, we could go to the casino.
That's a good idea.
You guys don't need to be seen in that casino ever.
A different casino.
Okay.
Shay is Anari is there. So, what sort of flavor of steam blowing off are you getting up to? Are you just going to bars? Are you trying to find like a club?
Ooh. I'll go to a club.
A discotheque.
There's a warforged group of musicians that are making kind of some fancy dancey music. All right. Shims, what are you doing with your 2 days off?
I kind of want to do some stuff with my staff because I feel like I have a whole bunch of things I could add on to it, but I don't know exactly what I want to do. I know that I have the dragon, like, glands. What can I possibly do with the with those?
With which?
I don't know if those would be...
With which animal bits?
The dragon.
The dragon, because you also said that I got a, like, gland that produces fire or something flammable or what have you.
Yeah, that's a pretty potent ingredient. Are you looking to, is it something you're looking to add into your staff, or are you looking to make a new item altogether?
I do want to kind of add stuff to my staff, but if I think of any cool stuff that's, like, completely separate, I'm also good with that. I don't know if the staff has to have the theme of necromancy, or if I can just be like, and also, it makes stuff light on fire.
It's your staff. You can do whatever you want with it.
Crematation.
Huh?
Necromancy? Fire? Cremating?
Okay.
It, oh.
Crematation, though?
Is that not a word?
It's cremation.
Cremation?
I was like, what are you...
Don't judge me!
I was just confused, not judgmental.
It sounded like a, sounded like
I'm
a,
judging
my,
myself.
My mind immediately went to like a Campbell soup flavor.
Yeah.
Cremation.
Oh no!
I think I was thinking crematorium.
Oh yeah. No, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But does it?
But I thought you were trying to combine two words.
No.
I'm like, what two words?
No, I'm just being my extremely intelligent self.
Crematation. Yeah. Cream of dead.
So,
dead.
That sounds appetizing.
Sounds right.
So you have three empty slots in your staff. You have the balance, the grip, and the pommel.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at those and I was like, I don't think glands work for any of those.
Well, you would take the essence of the gland and put it into one of those things. It wouldn't be the gland itself attached to it.
Just put a
wrong
organ
on it. Like
yeah.
It would be like truck nuts for your staff.
You can have truck nuts for your staff, but they will not be functional. Those are decorative only.
Truck nuts.
Gross.
So it's not the grossest thing you can imagine. That's good to
Do you have any sort of special gems, out of curiosity?
We got a huge bag of gems, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did we got a ton of gems? Yeah, I have exactly 5,094 gold pieces in gems.
Okay. So
and that's other than diamonds, just like emeralds and rubies and other stuff like that.
So how about this for an idea? You could add a pommel, so there's something at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking you could take like a jet, you know, like a black stone. You could infuse it with the latent energy from the dragon's fire gland so that it would be this sort of black glassy gem that has like red swirling about in it. And then I would say what that will do is they'll add some new spells to your staff,
nice.
Specifically some evocation spells that are fire based, like fireball, burning hands, things like that. And it also would let you convert any of the necrotic damage to fire damage, if you wanted to.
That would be really awesome. Because sometimes we fight stuff that I'm just like, necrotic damage is not going to do shit to, like, a skeleton. You know? Oh, so that would be really cool.
How much money do you have? Is the question.
I have 10 grand.
That's good. That's about how much it was going to cost.
Okay, I'm gonna be broke from now on, but that's fine. We're going into the woods.
Yeah, no one can steal your money now.
All right, so, yeah, so basically you spend your 2 days, you go talk with Iggy to get those, you know, like, magical unguents and ingredients and things like that that you need, dropping 10,000 gold pieces, and maybe if you wanted, you invited, like, Iggy and Plava back to, like, help you craft it and watch, you know, the process in your forge.
Oh, that would be fun. Sleepover.
Yeah, you guys have a little, you know, crafting session. And then, yeah, you're able to add this draconic jet to the pommel of your staff and infuse it with the pure fire energy that is inherent in dragon.
Yes.
So that outfit is pure fire.
And I will get that added to D&D Beyond by our next session.
Yay! Thank you!
Mm-hmm.
I have found a problem. Go ahead.
I'm looking at the like, because you, I have like 5 slots for a thing for the staff, right? So
6.
Like, I have the battery, the prongs, the balance, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what balance and grip is. I know a pommel is like a thing at the end that's kind of like to help the balance.
So the grip is like what wraps around it that you hold on to. Like,
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like the leather or whatever that you hold on to. And then the balance is actually is like you stuff that you attach onto the staff itself to make it more evenly weighted.
Oh, okay.
To balance it out.
So I was just looking up my oil of sharpness. Mm-hmm. And in the new rules, it only works on non-magical weapons. Which was not the heart of when I got this.
You can use the old ones for now.
Okay. I think the flip side is, and I can't tell if they meant it or not, but it feels like, and it doesn't seem like it should be the case, but the new one, it seems like it makes it a permanent +3 weapon. Because it doesn't say that it lasts an hour like the old version.
Let me take a look. That'd be pretty crazy if that's how it worked.
Applying the oil takes 1 minute, after which the oil magically seeps into whatever it coats, turning the coated weapon into a +3 weapon, or the ammunition into a +3 ammunition. It doesn't say anything about duration, which seems pretty wild.
Yeah, it's a permanent +3.
That's crazy. So I
on me.
So you're
a permanent
you're
+3
already
weapon.
A +3 weapon. Come on. By the way, I get all of this health back.
Yes.
That's the most damage I've ever taken in a fight, I feel like. Maybe not ever, but certainly in this campaign.
Okay. So, you all have a couple days of downtime, mm-hmm. meditating, hawking wine, making a small little factory.
Mm-hmm.
maniacally. I like to think that like you're like mid like staff, mid staff like augmentation. When like a comic comes in with Tony that like increase like the, and so they're just over there casting the spell while like you're cackling maniacally as this like evil looking staff is like suspended in midair with like. This sort of draconic energy being going into it. and you just have the club.
I'm sitting quietly.
Each of you off and doing your own things. Alright, so, so at the end of the 2 days, it is the 6th of rebirth, 783 AG, midweek. You'll is the evening time, as you all getting ready to take off for the pathway that the creature left to the jungle of no return. We're going to pause there. All right, so, Tony, I assume you're going to be casting the teleportation spell.
Hooey. Hooey, hooey.
So where are you all teleporting to? Are you trying to teleport on the line of destruction closest to the jungle of no return?
Yeah,
probably.
Why not?
Yeah.
And it's later in the day, right?
Yeah. Right before bedtime.
Evening time.
Because then I was going to do the tiny hut.
Mm-hmm.
But still early enough that we've got like an hour or two of sun.
Yeah.
Or even like 3 or 4 hours of sun. Because in the jungle it's going to get... it's going to get darker quicker.
Yeah, I'll wait till it's, like, dark out to get the hut up.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Because it only lasts for 8 hours.
Yeah.
All right. So. You all gather around Tony as Tony casts his spell.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Got we don't rolling. Have to be that close.
Shit, we got to roll for this, guys. Gird your fucking loins.
Shims, you're there with your brand new modified staff. The pommel of it glistening red.
We could die.
Oh,
rolling for teleport is terrifying to me.
You are serene.
Understandable.
Having just meditated for 2 days straight.
I am serene.
And are you limber?
Actually, I am buff because I have advantage on con and dex. So I'm just like even more of a brick shit house right
buff
now.
Buff and lithe.
Yeah. Svelte? No.
Svelte?
Nah.
Alright.
Solid.
Reality melts away, and you find yourself standing in a kind of desolate strip that goes off in a straight line in either direction.
Sick.
Sorry, it's just in my head now.
It was oddly catchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta get you somehow.
But yeah, you find yourself, and you can just see shortly in the distance a very large river that you would gather is the river that, you know, you cross over to get into the jungle of no return.
Okay. Obviously, I've taken Percipient. I'm also taking Mobility, so I am immune to Grapple and Paralyzed and all that. And then I know that we're in this... That almost escalated very quickly.
Got my heart going.
So can I roll Survival to make sure we're going the right direction?
With advantage, because you have a very clear path.
Oh, well, I've got Percipient up, so...
super secret double advantage.
Yeah, but also how far away are we? That sort of thing, too. Oh, yeah. Only a +3. Funny. Dirty 20.
You would surmise that you have landed right across the river, Sudavanta River, that is a jungle of no return just on the other side of it.
Okay.
You can see this path of desolation, which you do notice has some new plants slowly starting to grow into it. So it's not like permanently blighted or anything like that, but still very clear. Like all these like dense, thick jungle, you know, plants and trees, and then there's just this straight line.
Does the straight line end at the river, or does it continue?
It continues across.
Interesting. That'll make things a lot easier. Do we want to cross the river and just keep heading until it's dark, or do we want to spend the night here and start fresh in the morning, since that is no return?
I think we should stop here.
Yeah, I agree.
Just because we don't know what's ahead, and we don't want to walk into a fight that we can't take.
Sounds good. What shitfuckery might be waiting for us?
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who knows, Chris?
Who could know?
Yeah.
Who are you? Okay. I will figure out, I'll like put a little, find a little cubby for the hut to go.
Okay, yeah. You find a little copse of vegetation for it to snuggle into. Tony's able to kind of change the exterior, sort of blend in with the color of it. And you'll head inside to the nice cozy hut where you'll get some sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Back on the road again. And then you wake up, and it's the 7th of November. Week's end.
Percipient and Mobility again.
If I said earlier that the 6th of Reverse was midweek, I lied. It's rest day.
Okay.
Anybody wrote that on your notes wrong? So, you all...
Do we want me to use the cartographer's map case to kind of help with navigating it all?
It didn't help, right?
It helped last time.
Oh, did it? Oh. Okay.
It helped last time because I basically kind of charted where we went as we were entering, and that helped us get out, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Well, I thought the only reason we got out was because I rolled double net 20s.
Yeah, that helped too.
Okay, cool.
I just love this.
And I think I was able to give you advantage or something.
So you will follow the path of desolation. Gonna roll me a survival check.
Mm-hmm.
Advantage. So we need to do Percipient and Mobility up.
Always. Let's do these two guys. Yeah. So 19.
Jim, you're mapping kind of the area as you go past it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys spend almost the entire day traveling as you get ready to break camp that evening. You come across a familiar-looking structure.
Mm.
A temple dedicated to Danavira.
Ah. Not the one where we brought her back to life?
The one where she appeared after she died.
Okay.
The one with the antlers?
No, that was the original one down near Ajuba where we first met him.
No, this, right? This was the one where she rejected Danavira and Marika. So as you see it, kind of coming, it's making its, peeking its way out of the jungle. Do you have any? How do you feel it, Arnie?
I think I feel weird, but also I feel like I made peace with it. So probably like just a little like, oh, I never thought I'd be back here again, but feeling affirmed in my decision that day.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Just when I thought it was out, bring me right back in. All right, so.
Does the jungle seem to be doing the twisty shit that it was the first time we were here?
It never twisted on the way in.
But we did get in circles a couple
on the way out.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Okay.
The jungle is always happy to welcome new people inside of it.
Me and you, buddy.
You in the jungle, right? You in the jungle.
In the jungle got a lot in common. Okay, so you all approach the temple.
Mm-hmm. It had like sleeping chambers and stuff in it, right?
Yeah.
Stay here for the night.
And as you get closer, you see from here you can see that the roof appears to have caved in since the last time you've been here in the center.
Ooh.
And there appears to be, like, vegetation sticking up through it.
Oh, dip.
Yeah, it's going. Wait, did we talk about the destruction? Did that... Are we following that still?
Yeah.
Okay.
It leads right to this temple. Okay.
Does it seem like it goes beyond it, or it started here?
The path actually does not seem to proceed onward from this direction, but you do see a second path heading off in a different direction.
Oh, it came here first.
Or it came from here, and the second one is on its way elsewhere? I don't know. I don't know.
That's a good point.
I mean, it could...
Well, survival, can I tell, is there a direction? Like, is everything pushed in one direction?
What do you mean by everything?
So, like, all the trees, are they all pushed in one direction, or are they just sheared off?
Like, in the path that you're in?
Mm-hmm. In either of the paths.
Any trees that were in this path appear to have just disappeared.
So, are we just walking on dirt?
Basically.
Oh, fuck. Well, no, what I'm looking for is signs of direction. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Can I find anything like that?
Roll me a survival check.
I give her guidance.
Sure.
I'll take guidance. I need it on this one.
Yeah, 14 is such a bad roll.
I mean, it's only a 17. Ooh, nice. 20. Dirty 20.
Nice. I mean, yeah, you can see that. You can kind of tell that the way that you guys were coming was going out.
Mm-hmm.
The second path seems to be going out.
So, like, they both originated from the temple? Shit.
Time to go in the temple.
Yeah. And then follow that other path.
Mm-hmm. Follow the destruction path.
Okay. Let's go inside.
So you guys head back into this temple again. and as you go inside... just a feeling of wrongness pervades you that wasn't present the previous time. And as you walk in, you see in this sort of familiar layout, you know, the large temple, there was water, if you remember correctly, along the sides of it. The water is now black and murky. The large statue of Danavira at the end is... You can't see it, but what you do notice are a few things. You notice a large plant-looking thing that's grown up in the center that's got three large seed pods dangling from it that are a little larger than human-sized. Two of them are split open, and there's a third one that is sort of pulsating and moving. The giant plant seems to originate from a body on the ground of a young man that is dressed finely.
Can we look familiar?
Yeah.
And close by, I also see a second body that you recognize, Mari. Owen.
Owen, he was one of
the rollers.
One of the rollers.
Oh, shit.
The owlin. It appears there is some sort of...
Oh my god, fight. This is what was supposed to happen to you.
Maybe.
Right?
That's a pretty safe assumption.
Oh my god.
But it didn't.
Yeah.
Good call leaving those people.
Yeah.
Do I recognize the...
You go up and take a look at where the like, just mm-hmm. this... It's hard to see, because, like, the... Not to get too graphic, but, like, the flame's coming out of the mouth. But, like, and so, like, the head is sort of split.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The seed of Marique. Yeah. Mm. Not in a good way. Not in that eyebrow way.
But it's nobody you recognize. There will be an investigation check. Or perception, I'd say. Your choice.
I think perception. Let's double check.
Can I roll?
Of course.
Yes, perception indeed.
Not that I know. But
18.
Nope.
Natural 20?
Rolled a 2 and a 4.
4. Perception 32.
Nice.
You take a
natty
quick,
20.
You take a quick look at this corpse. It's been here for a while, so it's pretty rank.
Mm-hmm.
It's been here for over a month.
Have I ever read about anything like this before?
No. You do notice a few things. You notice that there's like a broken little lute next to him.
Mm.
It looks like
another bard.
The weapons are like kind of roguish.
Mm. Copycat.
Damn.
Sad. Can we kill this pod?
We need to, yeah.
Yeah, like now?
Yeah.
Are you guys ready for a fight? Do you have your fight spells prepped?
Yeah.
Well, technically, I was supposed to buy sure.
Okay. And the third one's supposed to be the worst, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to take care of this.
Yeah. Should do any prep that we need before we do anything.
Yeah. Can we sit down and take a short rest?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Sade.
I
will say, though, that you recognize that, like, as you're in this temple, that, like, you probably want to leave the temple to rest. You do not feel like you would find rest here.
No, I had no intention of doing so.
You know how in video games it goes like you cannot wait with enemies nearby? That's that's the vibe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Resties, these testies.
Resties, these testies.
All right, so you'll take your short rest.
Let's see in precision. I don't think I need anything for a short rest.
You head back into the temple?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what are you going to do?
Crown of Stars.
Get some stuff.
I got potency and precision on, so +4 to strength and... No, I meant mobility. Immune to grapple, paralyzed, and one other. And then 22 strength is plus what?
22?
Uh-huh.
+6.
+6. Thank you.
I will do both Potion of Heroism and the temporary HP thing from my Fascinator warding. If that's cool. Just mark that. Let's mark this off.
Oh, I should make my cannon. Does this feel like... Which one should I make?
So, on this Oil of Sharpness, the original doesn't say anything about it being a magical weapon. So I can go ahead and use it.
Use the original.
Okay. So nice. So nice.
Would it be beneficial for me to attune to Charm of Plant Command?
Roll me a nature or religion check.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, that's just an eight.
You would... you a Charm of Plant Command?
Yeah.
Well, that's an item you have, right?
Yeah.
All it does is let you speak with plants.
Yeah, I didn't think that it would, but I thought I'd ask. Mm. Just in case, like...
Yeah, worth an ask.
Because it doesn't just let you speak with plants, it also... you have advantage on charisma checks made to influence the behavior, demeanor, and attitude of plants. And so I wasn't sure if whatever came out of that would still be considered a plant. But. I got other things up my sleeve. Nothing up my sleeve. I'm also going to take a potion of maximized power.
Nice. I'm going to be so mad if we hit this thing and it just dies immediately. I just spent 5,000 gold. It wasn't my money, but it's an expensive fucking potion.
Oh.
I'd rather be on the safe side.
No, it's fair. It's fair. I'd rather be prepared, but...
It would be pretty funny.
I would be cranky.
Alright, so real quick, just give me a summary of all the combat prep you're doing before you do something.
Potency, +4 on my strength, mobility, immune to paralyzed, grapple, and restrained. That does give me disadvantage on dex, but I meditated for 2 days, so that's a flat roll now. Disadvantage on strength saving throws, and I have oil sharpness on my sword.
Okay, we'll check.
I just have the Bless, our own Bless, and the 25 temp HP from the Fascinator.
Oh, we get 25 each temp?
No.
You do, okay.
Me!
But we have something else from yours?
No, all of mine are mine.
Okay, cool.
Okay, Tony, what about you?
Just the Potion of Maximized Power.
Maximized Power!
But it only works for 4th or lower spells, it says.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But that's okay.
Everybody's got a potion of invulnerability, right?
Mm-hmm. It's got it ready.
Good.
And Shams, what about you? What are you doing prepared?
So, wait. Did you get... do you want to... Did we all take the potion of invulnerability before the fight starts, or do we just have that ready?
It's up to you.
Yeah, I have mine ready, but...
You're also a little more bonus action.
Because I'm also eyeing it like, I don't want to waste this. I just spent all my money.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about potions. Like, if you want to go out and buy a bunch of dumb shit, I'd be like, nah, find your own money. But for potions, obviously,
that's fair.
Take your fucking potion.
the main thing is I'm going to make my Force Ballista Cannon.
Oh! Crimson
and...
Fire.
Can I... Hell one of my fire spiders to get right up on the bitch?
Yep.
Because we know where it's going to spawn. We might as well have the thing ready.
Mm-hmm.
Presumably.
Can I... Could I time out taking my potion of invulnerability? Because I'm assuming somebody else is good. Well...
I'm thinking about it, but also I kind of... I try to go without it since I've got so much... Since I'm taking half damage for non-magical...
Can I time it so that I take it, like, and basically just waste a round?
Yeah, I'll say you can time it so that whatever you're using to try to kill to destroy this thing, you do it right then.
Well, and I mean, I'll be right up on it, I'll stab it, and you guys can be back, and I'll just be like, now.
Also, if the fight lasts 10 rounds, I mean, either you'll be dead.
That's true.
Yeah. That's very true. That's very
true.
I gotta go pee.
Okay. That's very true.
If you miss 6 seconds, it's probably fine.
Yeah, okay. Resistance.
So you're going to take that, too?
Yeah. Stay alive. Stay alive.
All right, so y'all juice up.
Juiced up.
And what do you guys do? How are you going to try to destroy this?
I stab it.
Should we multi?
Grand Star.
Yeah, just everybody. Yeah, everybody
fire.
Hit it with something all at once.
Blades?
Yeah, can I set off my fire spider? Or should I do a different thing? Or should
Cast
fireball!
I'm right next to it, so I would appreciate it if you didn't do that.
Alright, so you all cast some cantrip or use a sword attack against this thing. The seed pod burst open, and this sort of humanoid skeletal figure kind of just rolls out.
I don't like that you're not even letting us give you hit points.
I know. Huh? We'll see.
What do you mean hit points?
Or that we're not, like, rolling for damage and stuff.
Oh, no, you just, yeah.
He just
I guess it was pretty defenseless.
Yeah.
We just let it out.
and as it rolls out, it's the just sort of floats up, and it, the skull looks at the four of you and just says, in your heads, I'm not yet supposed to be in this world, but I thank you for freeing me.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
You may serve as my servants at my side.
Absolutely not.
In our heads, I say on the count of three.
Mm-hmm.
And it says
three.
You say that in your head, it says three. And,
so he and I say three in tune.
Yeah. And we'll roll for initiative, and that's where we're going to start next time. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I say that on an attack with Crimson Rite, brand of castigation, so that motherfucker can't go anywhere without talking to me about
unless
it first.
First in initiative.
Doesn't matter. Are you saying we hit the seed pod and not him?
Correct.
Damn. Fuck. Does that mean I wasted it then?
I'll say you didn't waste
okay,
it.
Okay, thanks. Because that would suck. So we're rolling initiative next time?
Yeah, so we're going to start the next session with initiative.
Next time I'm going to get initiative of
14. Oh, there he is.
Hello.
He's like, I would like to be held again, please.